shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your bump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. Special program today. We don't do this often. We're doing this a little more frequently than we used to, but I've got the privilege today of speaking with Bo Bai, which we'll introduce him here in just a moment. Bo is a Democrat running for Secretary of State here in the Hoosier State, the great state of Indiana. If you've been a Hoosier for long, you will recognize the name. His dad, Evan, was governor and senator. His grandpa, Birch, was senator as well. So we'll bring Bo on here in just a moment. We're going to talk about redistricting. We're going to talk about just politics in general. But redistricting is a big thing here in this state, and it's in others as well, as we score up to have this fight in the midterms coming up. In a year from today. In fact, today's election day, Zohran Mamdani, that race in New York, others as well, which we might get to in the latter part of this program. Before I get started, though, my friends, ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? It's not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies, all with expert legal guidance. It's about making sure your money and your vision merge together to form that reality that you want for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave a mark and build a legacy, something that's lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Jason and his team will take great care of you. FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. It's with that being said that I'd like to invite to the program Bo Bai. Again, he's a Democrat running for Secretary of State here in the state of Indiana. Bo, welcome to the program, sir. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Todd. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure to have you. As I told you when we first connected here, I appreciate you coming on the program today because I've invited a lot of other Democrats to discuss issues like this, and most turned down the invitation. You've accepted that, and I respect that a whole lot, Bo. Our audience, as you know, is primarily conservative, primarily Republican, but the brand of what I do is conservative, not bitter. So I told you I was raised in a Union Democrat household myself, and I want you to know that I'm going to treat you fairly, but also ask fair, direct questions. And let's start here, if that's okay. What made you want to come on a conservative talk show and talk about redistricting with this audience today?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I'm running for Secretary of State in Indiana. I'm not running to be the Secretary of State of just the Democrats in Indiana. I'm running to represent everyone in this office. And we have a lot of conservative, great conservative voters in our state. And so I have an obligation running for this office to reach out to them to try and find areas where we agree and to listen to their concerns. So look, I will talk to anyone from anywhere of any political party. That's kind of my mantra in this race. That's just who I am as a person. I think it's just a shame the way that we separate ourselves into, you know, teams so often in our politics. It just becomes tribal and partisan. And I think that really does a disservice to the people of our great state. We should just recognize the things that we have in common, right? I was reading a little bit about your show. You said it's a faith-driven podcast. I'm a man of faith. There are things in our life, the fact that we're all Americans, that we all want a better future for our families, that we're, for you and me, that we have our Christian faith that should bond us, that are far more important than any political divide we might have. So, yeah, I'm just happy to come on and have this discussion with you, Todd.
Well, I appreciate it. You've publicly called for this mid-cycle redistricting Indiana. You've called it, I should say. I think you said it's just wrong. I want you to walk us through your main objections, be it procedural objections, ethical, practical, whatever those are. What are your objections to this, Beau?
Yeah, well, there's a few. And look, I don't think it's the right thing to do in Indiana. But let me just say, Todd, I don't think this is the right thing to do in California. And I think it's ridiculous that it's happened in Illinois for the longest time. It doesn't, for me, this is not a partisan issue. It doesn't matter what political party is doing this. Gerrymandering like this, where politicians decide who their voters are to basically make our elections non-competitive, is just wrong, because we should, to the extent it's possible, have everyone have an equal say in our representative, in our Republican democracy, right? We want people's vote and voice to count in our elections. And when you have a bunch of politicians in the state house here in Indiana or in the state house in Illinois deciding who is going to elect them, they can change the maps in such a way where they really don't have to take the people's interests into account when they're running campaigns. And that decreases accountability among our elected officials. It decreases competition in our elections, which can produce some more extreme results in Democratic states and Republican states. I think that competition in business is a good thing, because it produces better results for consumers. It produces better goods. It drives costs down. And it's a good thing in politics, too, because when you have two competing reasonable parties that are, you know, forging policy and compromising on some things and, having to compete strongly, that's going to produce a better result for voters. So I'm all about competition. I'm all about people having a fair say in our government. And this is going to do a lot to further degrade the trust that we have in our democracy. And, you know, that, as you know, that's at an all-time low. And that's it doesn't matter what political party you're in. People just today, I mean, look, I'm getting around the whole state. I'm listening to people, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. One of the number one issues I hear, Todd, is that, and this is true of any people from both political parties, is that they just don't have a ton of trust in their elected officials or in our democratic processes. What is this going to do to that trust? It's only going to further erode it when people say, look, these folks in the state legislature are just going to redraw the map, so my vote doesn't really count. I mean, that's doesn't do a whole lot to rebuild the broken bonds of trust that are really hurting our country and our state.
So when it comes to gerrymandering, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, I hear what you say, and I want this. Listen, this is every 10 years, the audience knows this. We take the census and we redraw the districts based upon whether or not we gain population or however that works, right? Based upon the total population of the country from the census. This is a middle of the term thing, but it is a political process, Bo. My position is if voters don't like what's done, they can hold the legislature politically responsible. You think that there's more to it than that? And if so, what else is there, I guess?
Well, two things. First, if we continue down this path and we have mid-decade redistricting, eventually that gets us to a place where we're just going to do this every 2 years, right? And that's just from a workability standpoint, that becomes a little tough to just redraw these maps with not a whole lot of new data. You mentioned that, you know, we take in data from the census years and we restructure, or at least in theory, we restructure our maps in accordance with that data. If we're doing this every 2 years without new data, that just makes it from a practicability standpoint pretty hard to do. But another thing you mentioned, okay, I take your point that, if we do this, if the state legislature moves ahead with this, and the voters will have an opportunity to vote them out if they don't like it. But the problem with that argument, Todd, is that if the state legislature draws our maps in a way where their seats are safe, where they actually don't, they cannot be held accountable because they just pick their voters and they know that the voters they're picking are going to vote for them no matter what they do, then they're probably safe no matter what they do, and they're not going to be held accountable. Well, and that's true, by the way. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, no, I don't want to interrupt you. I try to give as much time to you all. I just want to go ahead and finish your thought, but I'm sorry about that.
No, I was just going to say that this is bad in blue states too. Look, if we continue down this race to the bottom, if this is replicated in other places in the country, like California, with this ballot proposition that's being voted on, then we will reach a place in our country, Todd, where we just have completely red states and congressional delegations and completely blue states. And what will that produce? That will produce a politics where the general election is completely determined in our primary system. And you know, you're a student of politics. You know that primaries tend to produce more extreme. They favor more extreme candidates because it's more of the base that's turning out in the primary elections. And so that will produce more extreme politics, not just in the Republican Party, but in the Democratic Party too. And so I would ask your listeners, do they want more extreme Democrats running for office? I'm tired of more extreme Democrats running for office. I think that we ought to have nonpartisan people to the extent it's possible, try and work with each other, try and form compromise, and try and help people. That should be our first goal as elected officials, is how do we help the people we represent? Not how do we change our elections to just get elected into perpetuity without accountability. That doesn't seem like a good priority for me.
Two things, and I appreciate that. So one is the state legislature is changing the U.S. Congress district map. So this wouldn't secure the maps that they draw would not secure their election because they're securing or, you know, that they're drawing districts for representatives that would be at the federal level that are not these folks, unless there's
that's
something
true.
I'm missing. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bo, but I mean, there's no other local.
That's true.
Okay. So number two, I guess my question would be, I'm with you. Look, my family and I, we sold our home. We bought a fifth wheel. We've traveled the country with promoting this show and so forth. And it's remarkable to me. I say on the program, half tongue in cheek, right? I say 80% of this country would agree with 80% of the things I say. I think that there is truth in that. I think you and I, if we sat down, we're going to have a lot of agreement on some stuff. I believe this. I think, and to your point, I see what you're saying. Allowing this to happen could lead to more partisanship. But I also think, isn't the extreme partisanship we're already seeing kind of fueling this to begin with? Because from someone like my perspective, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put words in your mouth, and I do want to get your thoughts on this, but the Democrat Party of your dad and your grandfather, it's different today. And I'm not here to defend the Republican Party, and I'm not expecting you to defend everything about the Democrat Party. At the end of the day, we're humans that have to make individual choices as to where we align and all that. But I think, you know, some of this extreme stuff that we've seen from, say, the extreme, you know, trans agenda, some of these, Zoran Mondani is an open Democrat socialist. These things are threatening, I think, to the core of our republic. And I think a Hoosier Democrat in many instances today is not the same thing as a California Democrat, but they end up voting for the same leadership in Washington. And I think that partisanship fuels this as well. I mean, where do you agree with what I just said? Where do you disagree? Tell me your thoughts on that.
Yeah. So first, let me, you brought up a good point. I just want to correct myself. You said that the state legislature will not be changed as a result of this, those districts. That's correct. I was making the point of the party that is doing this will not be held accountable. The people in Congress are changing their districts. So I just want to clarify myself on that. So look, I take your point. It is just such a shame how much partisanship plays into our politics. I think that compromise should not be a dirty word. I mean, look, you just mentioned that you and I agree on a lot of things. I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure your listeners and I agree on some stuff. We should be able to find things that we agree on to deliver results for people. And the good thing about, if I could just pivot a little bit to talk about the race that I am running for, the good thing about this office, the Secretary of State's office, is that it's not partisan, right? You're in charge of handling the elections. of investigating securities fraud, of registering new businesses, and of regulating the car dealerships. None of those things is partisan. So it's just, I think we got to get back to a place in this country where we have two strong, reasonable political parties that are competing and that are willing to work with each other. And I maybe that's a little naive of me, and I understand that I take your point that, you know, intense partisanship is what kicked off this whole race to the bottom in the first instance. But that's not an excuse for just continuing down the path, right? At some point, we got to stand on principle here and just say that this is not right. And it's, like I said, it doesn't matter whether it happens. And it's wrong in Illinois. That's wrong what they do in Illinois. It's disenfranchising a bunch of conservative voters downstate in Illinois who feel like they don't have a say in their state government. That's not the right thing to do.
Sure.
And it's funny. It's funny because this is one of the only times I've ever heard folks in Indiana saying that we should be more like California in the way that they do things, right? Or more like, sure, Illinois in the way that they do things.
But sure,
usually people in Indiana aren't saying, look at those folks over in California. They're doing things the right way, right?
That's true. I'm on with Bo Bai. He's running for Secretary of State here in the state of Indiana. We're talking about redistricting and kind of the larger political, landscape that we have today. You know, Bo, when I went to Butler, I studied political science there. And, when I think of gerrymandering, and maybe it's nuanced or maybe I'm off a degree here, but I always understood gerrymandering as, it's one of those things. The Supreme Court ruled on years ago on, X-rated material, right? The court, the case where they ruled, and you know about this more than I as a attorney, but the one of the justices basically said, I know pornography, there we go, when I see it. I can't necessarily define
that's
it.
Right.
I kind of feel the same way about gerrymandering, you know, because I see this, you know, one of those districts in Illinois, it's drawn specifically to connect cities where they think they can get more blue votes. I think it's one of the things we know it when we see it, but I reject the notion that we have that any district is either Republican or Democrat. If they're fairly drawn and not extremist, I guess I would ask you, how else do you define it? You know, again, I know it when I see it, if it's some ridiculous shape that goes from city to city or, you know, just zigs and zags. Our districts are pretty, you know, uniform in shape. You know, they're bigger and smaller based upon the population density. But what else are we looking for? How else do we say this is, you know, just inappropriate? This is crossing a line, because you still have to win the votes in that district. And if it's not extreme, like, what else are we looking for, I guess, is my question.
Well, look, you know it when you see it. You're exactly right. I mean, we have a Democratic congressman here in Marion County where I live. Mm-hmm. And the maps, at least that I've seen floated, are going to cut Marion County in a bunch of different ways and basically remove him from his seat. And I don't want to get into a discussion about the merits of whether or not we agree with him. I'd imagine a lot of your listeners strongly disagree with him on policy.
Sure.
But what we can agree, at least I would hope, is that politicians shouldn't be making the decision about whether to remove him, right? And in effect, that is what gerrymandering does. It takes power out of the hands of the voters to decide who their elected officials are, and it places it in the hands of 150 people in the state legislature. That to me, Todd, it doesn't make sense, man. Maybe I'm like overly idealistic and about this issue, and politics is a rough and tumble business, and you do whatever it takes to win. I understand people where they're coming from when they make that argument, but there are certain things in politics that you have to be principled on, and this is just not the right thing to do. And like I said, it's not partisan. It doesn't matter where it's happening.
Help me understand let's say Marion County is split. Let's say mm-hmm. what. Like, I hear what you're saying. I there's a part of me that says, you know, I relate and can see that. But who says Marion County has to be together? I mean, why is it, you know, this is not something you and I, you said you share a faith. We're Christian. We both believe in the God of the Bible. I mean, there's nothing like that's a moral thing that says a district has to be in this area or, you know, even this shape. Again, we know one that's, when it's too funky and it's just obviously trying to manipulate the system. But what is it? Again, my question would be, why can we not split Marion County? Why, I mean, maybe there's an obvious reason. Just give me your feedback.
Well, look, in states that do this, that redistrict in a bipartisan manner, which California, I mean, there's a lot of problems with California.
Sure.
Don't get me started. But they did, to their credit, and they're trying to change this now, which I think is a shame, but they had a bipartisan redistricting commission, which tried and drew these districts in a fair way. So what does that mean, Todd? That means that you look at the communities of interest, they call it, the people that are kind of in the same neighborhood, that share the same facilities, that are just around each other all the time. And you say, how do we apportion representation where someone is representing this community? And so I know that's a little murky, but like some of the maps I've seen floated have folks in Marion County in the same district as people way up in Fort Wayne and stuff like that. So what's this? Look, do voters in Marion County and voters in Allen County have some things in common? Of course they do. But do voters, like it's currently constructed where just Marion, essentially this congressional district encompasses most of Marion County. Do voters just in Marion County have more in common with each other? Yeah, they do. I think we can both say that. Look, so Marion County, Indianapolis is a heavily Democratic city. It's a heavily Democratic county. I mean, you probably know the results of the mayoral election better than me, but I think, the mayor won by close to 20%, right? It's kind of the inverse of the rest of the state. So can we in good faith say that the congressional district that if they're splitting Marion County up in these ways, that it should have a representative from the opposite party, given the results of the largest city in that county? I mean, I don't know. We can get into the minutiae of this, but I think at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, what does this do to our faith in our democracy? And we live in a conservative state, Todd, you know that, but that doesn't mean that we all think the same way about every issue. There are people here that disagree on some things. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to just completely take them out of the process? Because that is in effect what will happen here. And I don't think actually that will have a good result for conservatives either, because like I said, conservatives benefit from a reasonable opposition party, because if you don't have competition, you see there's no accountability. And if there's no accountability, you see the results like we've been seeing. Diego Morales is the current Secretary of State. This guy is hiring his family members. He's taking trips all over the world and doesn't tell us who's paying for them. He's giving out millions of dollars in taxpayer money to his donors and no bid contracts. Those are not the actions that people take when they fear repercussions from elections. He doesn't, because there's no competition in our state. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we want that replicated throughout the whole state? I don't. And it's not a partisan thing. It doesn't matter what political party you're in. I want elected officials that feel a little bit accountable to the voters, right?
So, we absolutely do. They still have to win elections no matter where they are. This isn't, one of the dangers here, and I just have a minute, Bo, and I'll say I can't speak to any of that about Diego Morales. In fact, in you saying that, we'll probably invite him on the show and have him respond to those allegations.
If he wants to talk to me, ask him to. I'd be happy to.
Well, we'll see what we can do there. But just have, less than a minute. Are there larger political issues? What are your concerns moving forward as a Hoosier who's getting into politics here? I got to wrap up in 30 seconds, Bo, but what are your concerns?
Yes. So my main concern is the amount of insider dealing and corruption that we've seen in our state government, Todd, and it's not partisan. Diego Morales is not bad because he's a Republican. He's bad because he uses his position to benefit himself. And that's bad whether Democrats or Republicans are doing it. I'm running to root that out. If people believe in better government, if people believe in accountability for bad acts from our politicians, then I would ask your voters, your listeners, to take a hard look at this race and keep an open mind. And I will always listen to them. And I think we agree on a lot more than they may think.
Well, Bo, I appreciate it. I'm simply out of time. I commend you for coming on. Good conversation. Thank you very much. That's Bo Bye, who is running for Secretary of State here in the state of Indiana. My friends, I've got to take a time out. You're listening here to the home of conservative, not bitter talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. I did. I tried. Listen, I'm not... I like talking to people. And I try... Listen, I've got rules. In fact, I put... Maybe I'll pull that up as I say this, but one of the benefits you get from receiving our newsletter, which, by the way, is absolutely free, which you can get at toddhuffshow.com. We've changed the name to The Inner Circle, and that's because we're about to launch the... Well, a couple of reasons. I want to keep things clean, and we're about to launch the Inner Circle Plus, where we'll do even more things. But the newsletter is totally free. It goes out every day. And recently, I gave a list of rules for interviews that I do on the program. Some of you, I'm sure, wanted me to jump in and enter. I try not to interrupt. I mean, listen, you get to hear from me, which I get it. I would want to listen to me as much as possible, too. But I understand, when I bring someone on, I want them to share their thoughts and their opinions, because I've got this opportunity here. If they're not on for the full program, I've got the bully pulpit here after the fact, and I can tell you some of my thoughts and summarize. I get to talk longer than a lot of, than the folks who join us. But I have some rules, which maybe I'll read you those rules here in a moment. And it's an evolving set of rules, by the way. Because as you know, if you listen to this program, we haven't done a lot of interviews. I do think, again, I've shared this before. I had one joker out there, who said to me that I was grifting off the death of Charlie Kirk, which, you know what? If you've listened to this program for any length of time and that's what you think of me, I don't know what to say. But that really impacted me. And listen, it's not about me. I'm saying that his assassination caused me to reevaluate some of the things that we were doing here. This seems like a completely logical way of thinking. Charlie Kirk was very effective. And one of the things he did better than what I've done is find a way to consistently get in front of the people who need to hear this the most. And so I think one of the ways, and there's other ways, things that we're working on the website, behind the scenes here, that you're going to hear about in the weeks, well, probably months to come. Actually, some of them weeks to come. But they're designed to meet people where they are. I just don't want an echo chamber. I know many of you, we agree on a whole lot of things. And that's great. We got to take what the message of truth, and we've got to get it in front of people where they are so that they can receive the truth. Again, I don't mean to imply that we have it all figured out. If you listen to this program for a length of time, you might say, Todd might have it all figured out. I'm kidding. But but the point here is to say we've got to get this message out there. We've got to find ways to get this in front of the right people, because they're being inundated with lies and deception and all sorts of stuff that's not pushing in the direction of helping them come to the realization of truth. In fact, a lot of these politicians don't want you to know the truth. They like things just as they are. And I don't include Bo in that. Bo's a younger guy. This is throwing his name into politics here. I personally, I like Bo. I cannot wrap my head around voting for someone who's calling themselves a Democrat today, because the party has gone absolutely off the rails. It has. It's gone off the rails. It's not the party of Evan Bayh. It's not the party of Birch Bayh. I don't know why anybody would associate with that party today, just because of how far it's gone. So, a couple things I want to get to in response to Bo. Before I do that, friends, let's face it for a moment. Living with discomfort is difficult. It's tough. And while prescription medications can help, they often come with a very long list of side effects. Not to mention, they come with them a risk of dependency. That's why people are exploring natural options like Kratom from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. This is a family-run company that does things the right way. They work directly with Indonesian farmers and lab test every batch that they put on the market. My friends, no synthetics, no chemicals, no surprises, just honest, natural Kratom that folks have used for generations. The problem that you hear from Kratom, which there are problems out there, the problems that you hear from Kratom come from synthetic blends, contaminated junk, and it's led to there being some misunderstanding about the product. So Christopher's keeps it clean, keeps it real, and they keep you informed. In fact, every Thursday at 7 p.m., they have a Zoom call that you can join to ask questions about the product and get educated. That's what you need to do more than anything if this is of interest to you, if you think that this might help you. You can always start with their Kratom Starter Pack, and you can save 10% with discount code TODHUFF. But you got to go to their website to learn more or to give it a try. Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. That's Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. Again, discount code TODHUFF will save you 10% on your first purchase. Truth, tradition, and transparency as I shuffle my papers the wrong way. So my reaction to that conversation. I understand what he's saying. And there are things that I think fairly we need to think about as we head down this path towards redistricting. You've already heard me say, I think that Indiana should do this. We had Micah Beckwith on last week, Lieutenant Governor, talking about this thing, this very issue. Maybe I'll invite Governor Braun on. I don't know who we'll have on here, but the bottom line is, folks, we're in a fight for the survival of this constitutional republic. Bo brings up points that I think we absolutely should be aware of and keep in mind. I also think that we have to understand what we're up against, and the Democrat political machine has gone so off the rails, and they've done this. Think about it this way. They've maximized the seats that they can pick up in a lot of the blue states. They've already maximized it, and now suddenly this is something that they want to stop. And to Bo's credit, he criticized what had been done in Illinois, for example, as well. I've not seen yet any maps. I don't know if there's any such map that we can rely upon just yet. This, in the state of Indiana, is going to be a process to get there. But, you know, there's ideas that are being floated around. But again, there's something to be said. Obviously, when you put together a district, you're trying to find, you know, you want commonalities. You're looking for people who share in a community. But to say, again, to say that you have to keep a county together, I don't think that that's true. Now, maybe the voters do, and they can vote the people out if they don't agree with how they split the state up. But there's not a blueprint that says this is how a district needs to be shaped. You know, is a rectangle, is a long north-south rectangle unacceptable, but a more of a square shape is? I mean, is there any configuration that, you know, do we follow the paths of rivers and highways? Do we stick with counties? I mean, how do you say that this is the right mix, the right boundaries? Fully understanding that the intent here is to politically give an advantage to the people drawing the maps. You know, and I didn't have time to talk with Bo about this, but he mentioned this nonpartisan or bipartisan, whatever, California Commission. I know for some people when you hear those words, that sounds like the right thing. First of all, there's never anything that's nonpartisan. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I tell you on this program, I am a conservative person, right? I am someone who believes in conservative principles and values. Most importantly, I'm someone who believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to communicate these messages. I am trying to advance those things. I'm trying to share those things. I'm trying to get people to accept those things. I am as fair as I know how to be to the other side. I can have atheists on here. We've had an atheist on here before. Maybe we'll do more of that as well. But the bottom line is you can still be fair while having an agenda. But to say it's nonpartisan is a stretch. And I just don't believe that stuff. I don't have faith in government just because people are all smiling and shaking hands. Then you've got, that's where the idea of the uniparty talk comes into play. So there's not just a simple solution to this. I can be sympathetic and understand some of the points he made while also saying at the end of the day, Democrats have stacked the deck in their favor, and now they're saying Republicans can't respond in kind. I wasn't born yesterday, my friends, and neither were you. Friends, let me ask you something. Would you rather take two Solti soft gels a day or spend hours in your doctor's office talking about your cholesterol? I know what I would choose, and that's why I take Solti. It's an all-natural, clinically proven, hear me say that, clinically proven way to lower cholesterol. No prescriptions, no doctor's visits, even if you like your doctor, which I kind of do. Even if you do that, you don't want to spend any more time in there than you need to. This is a great first step in taking care of your heart's health. Go to Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, for more information, to learn about the product, or to place an order using promo code Todd. You can save 50% and get free shipping to boot. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. Quick time out on this end, my friends. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. I know, look, we talked a lot about Indiana today. That is my home state, but this is happening all across the country. It's either happened in your state before, maybe happening now, or could be happening in the not-too-distant future. This talk of redistricting, Texas has done it. California is in the process of doing it. Missouri, I think North Carolina, Indiana. There's a lot of states that are about to, that are considering doing this very thing. And it's important, even if your state isn't doing it, it's important to understand the thinking behind it because it may become an issue. It automatically becomes an issue every 10 years during the census or after the census. They redistrict, again, based upon populations, overall state population. Your state may gain or lose a congressional seat in the U.S. Congress based upon whether or not it's growing at, below, or above overall population rates. And, you know, they may need to be drawn even if you redrawn, even if you don't, your state doesn't gain or lose just based upon where the population of your state has moved to. If a certain city is growing, you might see a district have to change shape to accommodate that because roughly you want the same number of people in each congressional district. That's the idea here in this great nation. So that's where we stand, my friends. That's why this is important to everybody out there today. There's a lot of companies, though, you know this if you're a listener of this program, that do not share your values, your conservative values, your Christian values. The good news is that you don't have to invest in them. You may think that you do, but you don't. At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They'll screen out companies that go against your faith, your values. They'll create a plan that's tailored to your goals, and they'll handle that heavy lifting for you so you can focus on what really matters. If you want to see if your current investments, what you have today, if you want to see how those line up with your values, all you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd. 48financial.com/Todd. Take the quick, free assessment. It's painless. It's easy to do. I did it. You can do the same. 48financial.com. 48 Financial, because your values matter and so does your money. All right, concluding thoughts. Things I wished, well, another thing. I'm going to put in today's newsletter I'm going to put a poll. I haven't done this yet, but we'll put a poll. I want to know what you think. Do you think that we should be, or that your state, any state, should be redistricting, or do you think it's out of bounds? Do you think it's not a good idea? Because the truth, my friends, is that this matters on a, not just in Indiana, it matters in a lot of states today, and it's going to continue to matter. I referenced earlier, I wanted to make sure I said this. That's what I was scrolling here to as I was talking there. I have rules for my interviews, for the interviews here. First of all, rule number one, an invitation is not an endorsement. I am not endorsing Beau Bye for Secretary of State. I wanted to talk with Beau Bye. I want to talk with people that we agree with, that we disagree with. I want to have all people on here because that's how you get the truth. my friends. The guest gets to speak. That's number two. Hopefully, yes, I can get a little long-winded, I know, but it's part of the job. It comes with the territory. But I really try to let the guests speak as much as possible. I want to listen. I want to let them explain their position to you. And I've got time afterwards, if we haven't secured the entire program, to talk about things. I've got time afterwards to tell you what I think about it. So that's why we want to let the guest speak as much as possible. I won't be anyone's pawn. He's running in a race. I didn't much care for the what he was saying about Diego Morales. I can't speak to that. It's one of the reasons why I immediately thought as he was talking, we'll at least extend an invitation to Diego to see if he wants to address those things. You know, again, it's hard to manage all these details, but that's my thinking there. And then number four, perhaps most importantly, you know, my job is not to win elections. My job is to pursue truth. I'm not just going to be a banner carrier for the Republican Party. I believe in conservative principles and values. I believe that those are needed. We have to return to those. We're in the midst of a great cold civil war here, my friends, for the ability to politically shape this nation for, I mean, years to come. Our republic truly is hanging in the balance here, my friends. It's not my job to win elections. It's the job of politicians. If I invite somebody on here and they say things that resonate with the listener, the other side better come on or whatever and articulate or campaign to explain why they're the better candidates. But my job is to get to truth. My job is to get the truth. I do think as of right now, that means that we want as many Republicans elected as possible. But listen, I'm not here again to just say that the Republicans are the answer, because sometimes they're not. Been some terrible Republican candidates too. Republicans, listen, they're not without blame with a lot of what we're facing today, but they've not left the world of reality. That's what's happened to the Democrat Party. It has gotten so insane. And I wished I could have asked Bo Bai to talk a little bit more about that, because I don't know, if you're reasonable today, I don't know how you can embrace the party enough to run as one of its candidates. I think that's absolutely ludicrous. But again, I appreciate him coming on. I've got to go, out of time, as you can tell. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.